Hello, and thank you for downloading Witness from the BBC World Service. And it's 50 years since French police turned against Algerian demonstrators in the heart of Paris, killing many of them. Janet Jalil reports.
It's the 17th of October 1961. Thousands of French Algerians are gathering in Paris to take part in a peaceful protest against the intimidation and violence they have to endure on a daily basis. Among them is 15-year-old Fatima Beda. Her brother, Jaudi, now in his mid-50s, was 5 at the time.
I remember my sisters like my second mother, because my sister always with me when I am young. She's my older sister, take care of me. She won't always help my parents. She takes me every morning to school. And I remember my sister always with black, long hair.
Young and idealistic, Fatima went to join the protest against a curfew in Paris that had been imposed on French Algerians in response to recent killings of 11 French police officers by the Algerian independence movement, the FLN. It had been fighting for 7 years to end French colonial rule in Algeria, but it also carried out many attacks in mainland France in which dozens of police officers were killed. The curfew prompted the FLN to change its tactics. It ordered French-Algerian families to take part in the protest, thinking that the presence of women and children would deter the police from violence. But historian Jean-Luc Aynaudy says that even before the demonstration, the French police were systematically killing Algerians.
À partir du début du mois de septembre, on a commencé à retrouver un nombre grandissant de cadavres.
At the start of September, they started to find a growing number of bodies of Algerians in woods, rivers, canals. Throughout September and the beginning of October, Algerians were rounded up by the police, who took them to the edge of the River Seine, knocked them unconscious, tied their hands, and threw them into the river during the night, always the night.
Jean-Luc Aynaudy has spent years trying to establish the truth. Despite being denied access to the state archives, he published a book on the massacre in 1991, which contained detailed testimony from witnesses and officials at the time. The day after the protest, the authorities said there had been 2 deaths, but Jean-Luc Aynaudy's research led him to conclude that up to 200 people died on the night of the protest alone, and that many others were killed by the police in the days before the protest and in the days that followed. He describes how a peaceful demonstration in the heart of Paris 50 years ago turned into a massacre.
Dans la soirée, de nombreux Algériens arrivaient vers Paris. En général, ils s'étaient habillés avec leurs habits du dimanche.
Numerous Algerians arrived in Paris in the evening. Generally, they were dressed in their Sunday best to take part in a peaceful and dignified demonstration. The police rounded up large numbers of them and used very serious violence against them. Thousands were taken to detention centers. Despite this, men, women and children took part in peaceful demonstrations without incident on the main boulevards. At a given moment, the police opened fire, killing people. Thousands also took part in another peaceful march to the Neuilly Bridge, where the police also fired, and where the drownings started. They started taking people and throwing them into the River Seine from many bridges in Paris.
It was fear of such violence that had made Fatima's parents forbid her from going to the protest, but after an argument she ran off to join the demonstrators. She never returned. For 2 weeks the family searched frantically for her, including 5-year-old Jaudi.
During 15 days, I remember my mother taking me by hand and every day go around the streets and she looked for my sister. I don't know in this moment why my mother take me by hand in the street, but I see my mother always praying and crying.
Finally, the police contacted Fatima's family to say they'd found the body of a teenage girl in a canal at Saint-Denis off the River Seine. The police said it looked like suicide, but in the same stretch of canal, they'd also discovered the bodies of 14 other Algerians. Jaudi described how his father was treated when he went to identify Fatima's body.
When my father arrived, the police pushed him and insulted him. The police called a racist name to my father. And after he come in a big room, and he see 15 bodies on the floor, and he look at his body one after one, and he recognize my sister because her long black hair, but he don't recognize the face because my sister stay 15 days on the water of the River Seine. So her face is unrecognizable.
Many people knew what was happening. The Algerians, large numbers of whom were deported. Police officers, some of whom tried to stop these crimes and speak out about them. And journalists. And yet a wall of silence surrounded this massacre. For years, the story was barely reported. Jean-Luc Aynaudy says this was because of the intense pressure the government of President de Gaulle put on the media.
Les journalistes, premièrement, les journalistes qui voulaient faire leur travail en étaient empêchés.
First of all, the journalists who wanted to do their jobs were prevented. It was forbidden to take photos. The journalists who made inquiries were arrested. Everything was done to prevent them from doing their work. And other journalists were happy to accept the official version.
Ironically, it was the man who organised the bloodshed, the then Paris police chief, who brought the issue before the French justice system decades later. He was Maurice Papon. In 1997, he was put on trial for crimes against humanity for deporting French Jews to Nazi death camps during the Second World War. During that trial, Jean-Luc Aynaudy wrote a newspaper article repeating the allegations about the massacre of Algerians in Paris in 1961. Maurice Papon sued the historian and lost.
En 1999, Maurice Papon, l'ancien préfet de police, m'a intenté un procès.
In 1999, Maurice Papon, former police chief, brought a trial against me, which he lost because I had written in the newspaper Le Monde that a massacre had been perpetrated by the police acting under his orders. I called many witnesses who had been directly involved, most of whom are dead now. I provided a lot of documents, so the prosecutor recognized that the massacre had occurred. This was an important moment. The first time that the reality of this massacre started to be publicly acknowledged.
It marked a breakthrough for French Algerian families like Jody's, who'd been convinced that they would never get justice or even an acknowledgement of what had happened. To this day, no one has been brought to trial for taking part in the killings. Jody said his father, who had fought for France during the Second World War, couldn't bear to talk about what had happened to his daughter.
Well, my family is very damaging. This, even because nobody want to speak about the disappearing of my sister. If my brother or my sister speak about this disappearing, we know it's very hard for my parents, and we don't want to see my mother cry again.
It was only in the late 1990s that the French authorities finally conceded that there had been a massacre, although even then they said only 48 people had died. A plaque was put up on the Saint-Michel Bridge in Paris in 2001 in memory of the many French Algerians who were thrown to their deaths. 50 years on, Fatima's family and the relatives of the hundreds of other French Algerians killed are still waiting for France to fully acknowledge what happened.
Jeanette Jalil. For details of our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.